From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Six so-called mega churches got notices this week that they are being investigated by the United States Senate. The Senate Finance Committee asked the Christian ministries to document purchases, including property, cars, aircraft, and in one case, a $23,000 marble-topped toilet. The items are suspected to have been purchased with tax-exempt funds. The ministries singled out are those of Kenneth Copeland, Eddie L. Long, Paula White, Joyce Meyer, Benny Hinn, and Creflo Dollar. The investigation aims to find out if the biggest beneficiaries of these tax-exempt organizations are the ministers themselves. With me now from the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Charles Grassley from Iowa. Senator, welcome to the program.
Well, I'm very glad to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Question number one, what prompted you to start this investigation? Why now? And can we assume that the six targeted ministries are at the top of the list with regard to suspected financial impropriety?
Yeah. Well, first of all, emphasis upon suspected or allegations, because we don't know anything and won't know until they answer our letters. This investigation is a continuity of where we've been on nonprofits for the last 5 years. Red Cross, Nature Conservancy, American University, Smithsonian Institute, just to name four of several nonprofits we've been looking into. And so I think I have a reputation for policing nonprofits. And, of course, ministries come into that. And then from that standpoint, the Finance Committee has jurisdiction over all taxes. We want to maintain the credibility of the tax exemption. And then on the other end, if you're a nonprofit designated by IRS, you have a responsibility to do what nonprofits do. So we want to make sure that they're trustees of the contributors' money.
If potentially illegal activity is suspected, enough so that you're launching a Senate investigation, why not issue subpoenas?
Well, we only use subpoenas if people don't comply voluntarily. And these letters just went out 48 hours ago. And I assume that that they're going to respond to our questions and that subpoenas won't be needed. Once in a while, we have to use subpoenas, but at that point, we'll reach that point after December the 6th when we've had a deadline on answering our letters, and then several weeks, several days it'll take to go over the information we get. But I assume that they're going to cooperate. We've even had positive reports from some of them that they were going to cooperate.
What consequences, Senator Grassley, might there be if nothing improper is found or proven, given the political clout of the Christian conservative community, especially during a presidential election? Or in other words, how risky is this investigation politically?
Well, from what standpoint is your question coming from in regard to it being risky? You mean to Chuck Grassley or to presidential candidates or to the Republicans versus the Democrats?
I meant to all of the above, sir.
Okay. Well, I don't think there's any risk whatsoever. In fact, I would say as a leader of the Finance Committee, it'd be very risky if I wasn't doing my constitutional job of oversight of the IRS, my job to make sure that the tax laws are being enforced, my job of making sure that that the tax exemption is maintained its credibility, because credibility is very important in our tax laws, and we want to encourage charitable giving. And if there's nothing wrong, there's nothing wrong. And in a lot of our investigations, we find that there's nothing wrong. And then from that standpoint, that's the end of it.
Final thing is this, sir. Many of these churches cultivate the idea of a prosperity gospel, that good works are rewarded with material gains, and that's not a new nor novel concept. Do you believe, Senator Grassley, that the expenditures that you are investigating are morally wrong as well as potentially illegal?
Well, I could make no judgment on something being morally wrong. Because that's getting into the doctrine, and we're not interested in the doctrine or missions of these churches. We respect the First Amendment separation of church and state, but churches are nonprofits. Every nonprofit organization has to abide by the same tax laws. The only thing difference for churches versus other nonprofits is there's just a little less reporting requirements, but abeyance of the law is what our society is all about. And that's all I'm concerned about, is the law being obeyed. I'm not concerned about doctrine. I'm not concerned about the moral issues. That's all within the church, and I respect that.
Senator Grassley, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Charles Grassley is a Republican senator from Iowa. 5 out of the 6 churches provided us with statements on the matter. Here are portions of the statements that we received. We'll be reading a few more at the end of this coming interview. Kenneth Copeland Ministries said their organization, quote, operates in accordance with all federal and state laws, as well as best practices for churches and religious nonprofit organizations, and will continue to do so. Joyce Meyer Ministries said they are, quote, committed to financial transparency. We are diligently working on the presented requests and will continue to take the necessary steps to maintain our financial integrity. And Creflo Dollar's World Changes Church International added this. At the end of it all, a public discussion of these issues is very appropriate for the benefit of the many donors who support churches and for the communities served by churches. The questions at hand are much bigger than World Changers, as it could affect the privacy of every community church in America.